Welcome to the Future of Supply Chain podcast, where we explore strategies and insights to supply chain, operations, and inventory planning. Join us as we talk to the brightest minds in the supply chain, planning, and operations space to bring you industry-leading knowledge. We'll uncover what's working in the retail space and explore solutions to common inventory challenges. And most importantly, we'll cover what the future of supply chain holds, a future that is in our very own hands. I'm your host, Divya Bade from Fuse Inventory, a female-founded inventory planning software powering the future of commerce. Hey guys, so I want to shift gears a little bit. Normally we talk about strategies in supply chain and get advice from other founders, supply chain leaders, and industry experts on how you can navigate your company for success. But today I want to talk about how you can navigate yourself for success. That's right, we're talking about career growth and building a successful team. The truth of the matter is, you can know all of the tried and true strategies, but time is always going to be one of our biggest obstacles. So it's imperative now more than ever to have a strong team in place in order to execute on those strategies. So in this episode, we'll cover how to build a successful team. Hint, hint, it starts with you. And therefore, dive into a few tips for self-improvement along the way. So first things first, are you a good leader? No pressure. I might not be the one paying you for the answer to this question, but someone somewhere is. So take a moment and reflect on your answer to this, because how you perceive this is just as important as how others do. I say this because oftentimes we lead with the way that we think is best without always understanding an outsider's perspective. And as with most things, it's just as important to understand your internal analysis before comparing to an external recommendation. After all, that's how we grow. So pause the episode if you need to and answer the question, what makes a good leader in your opinion? And are you a good leader? Now, if you've done this exercise, the reason I had you do it is because building a successful team starts with you as a leader. If you have shortcomings, that's totally normal. Just be sure you remain transparent and stay clear with your communications. This is a critical component in gaining the respect of your team. Always say what you mean and mean what you say. The second thing you should do is define what success means and have a plan for getting there. Ask yourself what the goal is and how you plan on measuring it. Are there certain KPIs you'll use to assess your team and the business? If so, establish what those are early on and stick to them. Discuss these metrics with your team frequently so that they know what is expected of them. Some KPIs favored by planning leaders include sell-through rate, out-of-stock rate, inventory turn, stock-to-sales, percent-to-plan, and much more. If you need a refresher on any of these or want to see the other metrics, check out the planning dictionary under the resources section at fuseinventory.com. Another tip while we're on the topic is to remember to informally ask your team how business is doing. This gives them the opportunity to think critically about performance and also helps them develop leadership skills through effective communication. They may say good, bad, so-so, and hopefully back it up with a reason. If not, gently prompt them. This will help you identify how they're analyzing the business and give you an opportunity to coach them if this is an area that they struggle with. The third thing you should do to be an effective leader is to establish and communicate priorities. Inventory planning is a fast-paced world that sometimes requires immediate responses. Without proper time management, you'll find yourself getting overwhelmed and risk fatigue or burnout. Be realistic with your priorities and those of your team. Don't bite off more than you can chew in order to protect focus and proper inventory management. There's a quote out there by Jim Collins that says, if you have more than three priorities, you don't have any. Now, isn't that the truth? So coinciding with the last point of communicating priorities is being clear on expectations and deadlines. This step is so important that we mention it twice. Specificity supports time management. There is nothing worse than spending hours on a task only to find out that the request was improperly communicated. In fact, did you know that the cost of poor communication on business is in the billions? That's right, billions with a B. Time is money, people. Protect the cost of wasted time by avoiding vague language and being specific with all projects and deadlines. Sure, you might have to spend a few extra minutes to be clear as crystal, but it's better than missing deadlines or stressing your team because you chose brevity over clarity to protect your own time. Number five, give feedback often. As notable speaker and author Daniel Pink once said, when we make progress and get better at something, it is inherently motivating. In order for people to make progress, they have to get feedback and information on how they're doing. Now, both informal and formal feedback are important ways to grow your team and should be given often. And I know having these conversations can sometimes be awkward and uncomfortable, but having specific, agreed-upon time periods for formal feedback can help settle the uneasiness. Quarterly recaps on performance can serve as an ideal time to cover both business and professional performance. And this allows for the conversation to start well ahead of annual reviews. However, don't shy away in cases outside of this timeline when an employee deserves recognition or constructive criticism. Doing so will help you establish open communication as a common practice rather than an oddity that warrants concern. Number 6, don't manage with a one-size-fits-all approach. Understand what makes your team motivated and lead accordingly. Now, there are two main psychographics that can define employees: those who are motivated by learning and those who are motivated by praise. Take some time, do some reflecting, or simply ask to figure out what your team members feel inspired by and use these insights accordingly. Number 7, hold everyone accountable, including yourself. Going back to the very first thing I mentioned, saying what you mean is imperative in building trust. Setting the same expectation of your team establishes a sense of ownership and responsibility. It also ensures you're not micromanaging, which, by the way, if you are doing, you're hurting both yourself and the employee. Number 8, display a willingness to learn. I know, you're a leader, so you must be an expert in your field. Now, even if that is true, there's always room for growth. The best leaders are those who recognize their shortcomings and are open to learning from their team. Doing so can encourage creative thinking and reverse mentoring, which can help you and your team grow. There's a story I've heard about the former CEO of Burberry who knew she needed to improve the relevance of the brand to millennials in order to succeed. This is something many brands have faced, and while some have succeeded, others have not. This particular CEO encouraged ideas and opinions from her team, which she ultimately credited to leading a 200% increase on profits. I don't know about you, but that's a whole lot of money to be earned for just opening your ears and closing your mouth. With an open attitude, you too can lead a successful team. So those are the 8 key and, dare I say, easy tips. I know as a leader, you wear many hats. You're the subject matter expert, project manager, counselor, teacher, and so much more. Ultimately, your role is to improve your team and, in doing so, the business. Making your employees' work lives easier is a sure way to improve their output and job satisfaction. While they strive to improve their areas of responsibility, you should be keen on clearing any obstacles in their way. Help troubleshoot problems, fend off unnecessary work, clear bottlenecks, and work towards gaining resources and/or time to optimize their workload. With the right tools, attitude, and strategies in place, you've got what you need to run a successful planning team. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of our podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Fuse Inventory, an inventory planning solution for the digital age. Fuse centralizes inventory sales and procurement data to generate a predictive forecast and inventory replenishment plan to help brands scale their supply chain. If you'd like to learn more, please visit fuseinventory.com or follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Plan less and do more with Fuse Inventory.